Brad Davidson from Sky Racing. And good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Jared. Morning, everyone. I'm well, thank you.
Okay, so looking ahead to tomorrow then, and Michael Wood told us earlier, as it stands, and we know it could all change, he expects us to be racing. And the Doncaster, $3.80, another will. I think a lot of us are going to be looking for angles outside just based on price. How do you read this Doncaster?
Look, I think he's clearly the one to beat. He's my on-top selection tomorrow, Jared, but there's no doubt in my mind. I think he'll start close to $5, maybe even $5.50. I think there's no doubting that. The bookies, for some reason, not winding his price out, which is a little bit bizarre considering how sort of open the race is. Maybe they're holding him for a huge liability, so they're just happy to shut up shop for now, but once that betting really starts to get serious on Saturday, I'm sure he'll get right out in betting to sort of $5, $6. So that's what I'm expecting, and I'm happy to put him on top with that likely drift in mind. I couldn't possibly back him at $3.80, but, you know, getting out to $5, $6, that'll be his right price. And I think he's the one to beat. He comes into the race off that dominant win last weekend. That'll really toughen him up for what's going to be a really testing mile on Saturday. He's proven on wet ground. He's the one. He's a new kid on the block, the progressive one, and happy to throw him on top expecting him to get out to that $5, $6 mark. So another will on top. I think Celestial Legend, Southport Tycoon and Militarize, I think all the three-year-olds fit in really well this year. They all seem to... Well, Southport Tycoon's a little query in the wet, but the other two will definitely handle the ground, particularly Militarized. He just loves wet tracks, and he probably hasn't been going as well as, you know, a lot of people expected this autumn, but I think that wet track brings him right into play. So, for me, another will from Celestial Legend, Southport Tycoon and Militarized, my top four in the Doncaster.
What about in the TJ, mate?
Look, Loz, I can't go past the champion mare. Look, she's probably not going as well as the spring. She's probably a length below her best. But, you know, look, she's won on a heavy track in New Zealand. She keeps on winning, or, you know, she was super brave in the new market. And I just think she's still got the wood over the other sprinters at the moment, even though she's probably just a little bit off her absolute dynamic best in the spring. So I've got to go with her. I think Sunshine in Paris, if she handles the track, looks the big danger. She was terrific in the Galaxy, and stepping up to 1,200 is going to really suit her there on Saturday.
Dave-O, Loz has got Zardozi in his multi in the Australian Derby. Do you think he's a chance?
He's got to be a chance, yeah. James Cummings really bullish about this horse, Josh, and suggesting that the quick backup's really going to suit there to tomorrow. If she does go around, of course, little query on maybe they wait for the Oaks, but look, I think they'll go around and take on the boy. She's really good on that backup. We saw that in the Oaks back in the spring, and her run in the Vinery was very good, and that'll really top her off for this race on the weekend. I'm tipping Chow Wolf, though. I think he's the one that's over the odds at $8.50. Love the way he kept coming in the Rosehill Guineas. He looks like he'll stay. He's New Zealand bred. He looks like he'll really handle the wet track as well, being by Tavistock. And just think everything he's done, this preparation's gone beautifully for this race. Joe Pride seems very happy with him. And I thought at $8.50, I thought he was the value in the race. Riff Rocket and Zardozi, the dangers. But I just thought he might get through the conditions the best. So Chow Wolf for me in the Derby there tomorrow.
Yeah, it was a good run, wasn't it, in the Rosehill Guineas. What else are you putting on top as your best then, Dave-O?
Look, I'll just go a couple of at odds. I think it's one of those days to look a bit wider. So Chow Wolf for me, and Chris Dilly in the last, I thought would go close. She's been four wide, no cover her last two starts, and now there tomorrow draws a better gate, gets Blake Sheen, and the only time we've seen her on a wet track, she went past Camochi like she was standing still. So, and that was at this track and distance as well. So I thought she might be the one that jumps out of the ground there tomorrow in the last, getting back onto all wet track, Chris Dilly. So they're the two for me. As you said, Jared, you know, the good news is that looking at the forecast, even though it's going to be pretty heavy rain for the next sort of 24 hours, it does look like it's going to stop tomorrow morning. So I think that's the big key. If it does stop and we don't get rain, you know, when the races begin, that's going to be the huge key, I suppose. So hopefully that forecast is right and all the rain sort of goes by today and early tomorrow morning, and we'll be racing, albeit on a on a pretty heavy track. But hoping that day one of the championships can go forward there tomorrow. But obviously the options there all also to push back a week if, you know, if things do get unsafe, of course, for racing. So look, let's hope that all systems go tomorrow and that rain disappears overnight.
Thanks so much, Davo. Looking forward to it, mate.
Thanks, Jared. Enjoy. Cheers.